So welcome to another in the Moments of Light podcast series. I'm Tom Evans, and I'm talking today to fellow O-Books author Paul Goldman. So welcome, Paul.
Thanks, Tom. I'm glad to be here and chat with you about the new book.
Fantastic. And so the book's called Journey into Oneness.
Yes.
One of the reasons we're talking about it today is that I'm understanding that this came about as a result of a light bulb moment.
It really did. It was about 3 years ago that I was in a spiritual awakening class and actually went to that class looking to process a bit of grief about something. Surprisingly, what happened is the poetry that I'd been writing all of my life, and as I go back and look at it, some of it was spiritual and some of it was kind of sardonic and witty, trying to maybe fix society's ills, as poets would be inclined to do. The poetry took a sharp turn into poetry more like Rumi, really literally just about awakening to divine love, awakening to my own divinity and the divinity in others. And then even further since then, deepening into connection as one people.
Okay, and so you mentioned Rumi. Do you think that Rumi was working through you in some way?
I will be a bit more humble than that. I don't know. I certainly know that people have compared a bit of the poetry to Rumi. And I'm very blessed in that way to be able to drink a little bit from that vessel as Rumi did, to be drunk on the beloved, if you will.
Yeah. So is this your first book then, Paul?
About that time, shortly after that, within about 6 months of the experience I was mentioning, I was advised by finally a third person to take the poetry, which now I had in a volume called Wild Joy. There was a bit of the poetry that was all about wild joy, was a term that I used. And it was suggested by this third person that I get the poetry to music. So I'd heard it three times. I thought that was enough. I finally ought to listen, as many of us are apt to do. So there were several synchronistic occurrences. And I met with a woman who is an intuitive and a healer. And a friend of mine, who I hadn't met yet, he's now my friend, Tom Jacobs, he's a yoga and meditation instructor and musician, had done some background music on a healing CD that she had done. She said I had to meet him. I met him. The connection was instantaneous. Within a month, I'd gone out to his 80 acres out in the country, a lovely house, overlooking a creek and some woods. We met twice. We really didn't rehearse, just more kind of got to know each other. A month later, went into the studio with Wild Joy released. I had the studio for 8 hours, and they both thought that we would need the full 8 hours. I said, we're going to get done in half the time. In 4.5 hours, we produced a CD with 30 poems and his background vocal and music, and it came out phenomenal. It was as if we had many unseen helpers in the studio, which I know we did.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. So, and we're just going to get a sample of that CD and pop it at the end of this interview. Is that right, Paul?
Yeah, I'm probably going to send Wake Up.
Oh, I like that. So you think that it's important that you need to wake up to go in the journey to oneness?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I know myself that I slept through part of my life, although I've been a seeker and a searcher for quite a long time. But to begin to let the veil slip away to be present to what really is in front of my eyes, or I would write about my startled eyes.
And what was your moment or moments of awakening then, Paul?
There's been a number along the way, and we all have various teachers. I've actually dedicated this book to Sri Amma Bhagavan, who are teachers at the Oneness University in Chennai, India. Now, I've not been blessed to go to Chennai, India. We do have a Oneness Blessing group at our shop in Kansas City. And certainly that's been part of my path to awakening. And it's really the poetry I mentioned in the Wild Joy release and the subsequent book, Wild Joy Ruminations. Those poems were a bit longer. And really in Journey into Oneness, a number of these poems have even shortened, crisp, succinct. And even in the next book that I'm working on, they're very short. In fact, I'm thinking of the title for the next book to be Short Shifts.
That's fantastic.
They've got that snap to them to where it's just right there.
Wonderful. And have you always been a poet? You always worked in that medium?
I started writing really as a kid. I was probably 13 when it coalesced. The poetry at that time would have been the poetry of teenage angst, as many of us would have done. And it was good enough at that point that I was actually referred to somebody in academia, and they looked at the poetry and found its merit and prescribed that I should sweat and labor for my craft. And that was not the way I've ever written.
And you know that we share poetry in common. My first book was poetry as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, like you, it just this thing just flew in, you know. I wrote this whole book on a single transatlantic flight. And to this day, I don't know where it came from. I was in floods of tears, not because it's a particularly sad set of poetry, but only because I felt I was being touched by an external agency with this most amazing love. And I have to say that one incident completely changed my life around, because as a result of that, I've ended up being pretty much a full-time author and author's mentor, which was never on my life path, you know. So this poetry, I don't know where it comes from, but it seems to touch us and touch other people in amazing ways.
I think you're absolutely right. And your description of what you're talking about, Tom, gives me chills. So that's my that I can resonate that much with it. And it's a tapping into a source. And I literally finally have said, you know, that I'm tapping into a source for divine love where these poems are coming through. And, you know, at the same time, I don't. So it's partially a way of removing my ego from it. And yet, ego's over here acknowledging, yes, but I do transcribe them quite well.
It's because poetry, you know, they say poetry is one of those genres, isn't it? That they say it's very difficult to potentially to sell. But it touches people in such a way that when it does get in front of the reader, it seems to make the most amazing transformation. So I just wonder what your thoughts are on, one, why we seem to resist poetry when it can have such a deep impact on us.
Wow. Deep question. I don't know, maybe poetry's got a bad rap. And for me, and I'll get myself in trouble, I always do, but I mentioned the academia, the poetry that I see that is so good at describing a tree. I don't want to read about a description of a tree. I want to get into the feeling and the nature and the harmony of the tree with the universe. Okay. And I think that people respond to that type of poetry more and more, and if their eyes are open to that type of poetry, I think that they, and what I've seen, they will definitely glom onto it and want to read more and more. When my CD came out, this has been since February 12th of last year, I established a Facebook page, Wild Joy, the Ecstatic Poetry of Paul Goldman, got a unique title, so, but I set up a fan page for that. From February 12th to now, so it'll be 2 years this coming February, I have over 11,000, I don't know how many, over 11,000, maybe it's approaching 12,000 fans on that page, which is phenomenal. It's phenomenal because there's a hunger for these words, there's a hunger to know that I'm loved beyond measure by something greater than myself. I mean, that's my interpretation. That tells me that there's really a time and a place for Journey into Oneness, these poems that have come through. And the next, I probably have 3 volumes of poetry since February when this was accepted.
Fabulous. Well, listen, there's nothing like testing this stuff out for real, is there? So can I put you right on the spot, Paul? I know you've got a copy of the book right in front of you. Could you just open it on a page that takes your fancy and read us a sample?
Being a poet, I think you know that I'm just waiting with bated breath here to read. So at this point in time, somebody has to hold me back not to read. So I've been patient. Yes.
Let's go for it.
I selected this one, Eclectic Electric Moment. So the morning begins, if not ecstatic, at least a glimmer of understanding that there is so much more here than meets the eye. Nuances tingle beneath crisp awareness of who we are, who we could be, and the grand potential arising in each of us. Can you feel it? Can you feel the juicy essence of yourself breaking free, rising to the surface beyond intellect? We are on the cusp of this amazement, this realization of our connection to the One. We do sizzle with it all, for this is the moment we've been waiting for all of our lives. We have at last arrived again, and we are so grateful to be alive, thriving in the glory, splendor of this eclectic, electric moment.
Well, now that you mentioned about the rap, but that could definitely have a rap set to it as well. Fantastic! Thank you for sharing that, Paul.
Thank you.
I love that. The whole, I know it's I'm a pretty linear poet, so my stuff kind of rhymes. But I love the way that you've embedded the rhythmic nature in the title, and you know, sort of horizontally, not just vertically.
Yeah, a lot of the poetry does have a rhythm and a meter. I mean, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm dead set against, if you will, form poetry. And so I'm not a poet who can succeed with rhyme. To me, it would be artifice. I just don't do it well. I've got friends who write beautiful sonnets. And you know, that's, I love to read that, a well-crafted piece. But for me, these poems have their own rhythm and their own music. I mean, they seem musical to me. If I were a singer, I would be plucking the guitar myself, and but I'm not.
So when you're not writing, Paul, and you're not creating, what's your how do you take your, I guess, your ministry, your message out there?
I'm blessed. A year ago, my wife Dawn and I opened a metaphysical gift shop, and it's called Stone Spirit Lodge. And the sign on the door and above the store is Awaken Your Wild Joy Within. So we are blessed to have a shop where we offer people a chance to awaken to their wild joy. How's that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Whereabouts in the U.S. are you based?
We're in Kansas City, Missouri, right in the heartland, as we say. There's a lot of spiritual opening going on here.
And for those that are not in Kansas, does the shop have an online presence as well?
We don't have the online store, but there's certainly information about what we're doing at stonespiritlodge.com. We have a lot of international fans of our Stone Spirit Lodge page on Facebook, the same as we do on the Wild Joy Poetry page.
Fantastic. Well, listen, we'll make sure those links are below this podcast.
Okay.
So what's next? You could say you got two or three more books on the go?
Two or three more books. The first thing that I want to do is, since the spoken word CD, and I think you're going to include an MP3 for that, the spoken word CD went so well, I want to follow up Journey into Oneness first with a spoken word CD of Journey into Oneness, because I have my own unique style of reading that others seem to really enjoy. I'm a performance poet. I do this a lot. We actually have on second Fridays in the shop something called Gratitude Open Mic Night, and I host that as the ecstatic host, and read my poetry and bring other performers up, poets and musicians. It's a great time. So certainly I want to do the CD, and then, as I said, yes, there's two or three other books. The next one that I'm looking at is Short Shifts. And I really want to see Journey into Oneness really get out there and touch a lot of people.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. So it sounds like you built your dream life there. You know, you're living a dream, and you're not writing about the journey into oneness academically. You're actually living and doing it.
I think you're right. That's what I'm trying to pursue. It's an interesting journey.
Brilliant. Well, listen, I wish it continues. And thank you so much for sharing today. Phenomenal work. And we're going to fade out now, but we're going to fade into an example of your work with Tom. It was fantastic. So thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Tom.
And can't wait to see the next book and the next book after that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your time today.
You take care. Bye.
Wake up. I am. Wake up. I am. Or am I only fooling myself? If I were fully awake, all of this hubbub and humdrum stuff that fills the human field of my existence would not matter. Not one thing would rattle the imagined rusty bars, holding me inside this illusion of something other than that which I hunger for. Wake up, I am. Wake up, I am. There is so much to wake up from. Am I able to just flip the switch and release the scene I've let mask the striking beauty before me? For by now, she is certain comfort, an old friend who has never left me in the midst of cold abandonment. Yet I know the only way past this unreality is to plant both feet firm in the quicksand of my faith. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! I am. At last, I am.